Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember, and today we bring you music for the new year. In the United States and other countries, this old Scottish song, Auld Lang Syne, is played when a new year begins. The song is about remembering old friends. New Year's is a holiday for memories and for hopes. The past and the future come together at midnight. Not surprisingly, emotions are as much a part of New Year's Eve as noisemakers and fireworks. After all, a traditional way to welcome the new year is to kiss the person you love. Auld Lang Syne lends its name to a modern song about a man and a woman who once were lovers. One day, a week before New Year's, they meet again by chance.
Met my old lover in the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve.
The singer is Dan Fogelberg, and the song is called Same Auld Lang Syne. On December 16th, 2007, fans of Dan Fogelberg lost an old friend. The American singer and songwriter died of prostate cancer at the age of 56. He was known for the kind of soft rock popular in the 1970s and 80s. Same Auld Lang Syne was one of the hits from his 1981 album, The Innocent Age.
Another Auld Lang Syne.
The idea of meeting an old lover by chance is also at the heart of a Paul Simon song. Here is the title song from Paul Simon's 1975 album, Still Crazy After All These Years.
I met my old lover on the street last night.
She seems so glad to see me. I just smile. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy. I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways. And I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy.
Chance meetings are one of life's little surprises. They can happen anywhere, in a market, on the street, even in a taxi cab. This song by Harry Chapin is called Taxi.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said 16 Parkside Lane. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, how are you, Harry? I said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the too little smiles, I still remember you.
Harry Chapin was a popular folk singer and songwriter. In 1981, at the age of 38, he died in a car crash on his way to a performance. Music and emotions go hand in hand. Songs can make us feel the heartbreak of a lost love or the excitement of finding a new love. Songs can also capture the pain of a wish that a person knows will never come true. Here is James Blunt with You're Beautiful.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, you're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you.
The 1989 movie When Harry Met Sally was about a relationship. Billy Crystal plays Harry, and Meg Ryan is Sally. They meet and become friends, though not at first. Later, they fall in love, though not for very long. Then, on New Year's Eve, Harry comes to his senses and finds Sally at a party.
I've been doing a lot of thinking, and the thing is, I love you.
What?
I love you.
How do you expect me to respond to this?
How about you love me too?
How about I'm leaving?
Doesn't what I said mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you just can't show up here, tell me you love me, and expect that to make everything all right. It doesn't work this way.
Well, how does it work?
I don't know, but not this way.
How about this way? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
You see? That is just like you, Harry. You say things like that and you make it impossible for me to hate you. And I hate you, Harry. I really hate you.
What are they doing now? Well, you can probably guess. From New Year's Day, we turn to A New Day. That was the name of Celine Dion's music and dance show at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada. It closed on December 15, 2007, after almost 5 years. It sold a reported $400 million in tickets. The show's run ended 2 months before the start of a worldwide tour for a new album by the Canadian singer. But some fans came to the show again and again, so closing night was like an emotional goodbye to an old friend. We leave you with Celine Dion and a song that some of you will probably sing along with. From the 1997 movie Titanic, here is My Heart Will Go On. We hope you'll join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English on the radio or online at voaspecialenglish.com. Wishing you a happy new year from all of us. I'm Steve Ember.